Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
On a Wednesday night, we come your way continuing to broadcast the show from Orlando, Florida, and the winter meetings. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to be with you. We have just an absolutely jam-packed show tonight. So many folks are going to be joining us. It is Wednesday, so we'll have our weekly conversation with Bernie Miklas in about a little bit more than 10 minutes. And then later on in the hour, Robert Murray, Baseball Insider with Fansided and the Baseball Insiders podcast will join us. Former Major League outfielder Brett Phillips is going to join us for what I would really, really encourage you to stick around for that conversation later on this hour. I think you're going to really enjoyed. He's a special guy, and he's a lot of fun to talk to. Next hour, we'll hear a little bit from Heim Bloom. He did meet with the media for one final time today, spoke with us kind of quickly after the Rule 5 draft today, so we'll play back some of what he had to say. We're going to talk with somebody who we talk to every year at the baseball winter meetings because I love his organization and love being able to help tell his story. Kemp Golden's going to join us. He runs the Because Baseball group, and there are a bunch of people who take baseball to Egypt and do youth camps and things like that at a place where baseball doesn't really exist, and they work with major league teams and take former big leaguers. It's a really cool organization. We're going to learn a little bit more about that. Padres pre- and post-game host Sam Levitt's going to join us, and also Mike Claiborne here in Orlando will join us for a little while as well. So that is what's coming up on the program today. As mentioned, it is a very, very busy show. Here's the bottom line of what happened over the last 3 days. Not much. And I know that's disappointing for a lot of Cardinal fans because the winter meetings were built up as one that could be very active for the Cardinals. Unfortunately for them, the market just never really followed along. I'll say this over and over because I've seen people be very critical of the Cardinals for not making trades during this winter meetings. I think that would have been a legit criticism of the club if moves were being made across baseball. They're not. The trade market just simply has not opened up yet. And you don't want to – if you're Heim Bloom and you want to force a trade just to make a trade, you're going to be selling low. And if that's what you want the Cardinals to do, I got nothing for you. I got nothing for you. I don't want them to sell low. I want them to get as much back as they possibly can. And the market's just not ready for that. And it's disappointing because everybody was here. Now, there were some things that happened. Kyle Schwarber signed. Edwin Diaz signed. Pete Alonso signed. Kyle Finnegan signed. Steven Matz signed. So, I mean, there were some moves that were made, but there weren't trades. And I personally, I think it's unfair to be critical of the Cardinals for not making trades when nobody was making trades. And if they end up not making trades, period, like if this ends up being just a really quiet offseason and they don't move anybody or very few people and the roster looks very much the same and they don't have the talent acquisition that we think that they're going to have and when we get to spring training, at that point I can be critical of the club. But I'm not going to be critical that they didn't pull off a trade on December 10th. I'm just not. There's no reason to be critical of the club in that situation. Today was the Rule 5 draft, so the most action that you were going to get was what happened with the Rule 5 draft. Cardinals did pick up a right-hand pitcher, Matthew Pushard. He comes from the Miami Marlins organization. So because he was selected in the Rule 5 draft, he is immediately on the 40-man roster, and then he has to stay on the 26-man roster the entire season. If they want to remove him from the 26-man roster, they would have to offer him back to the Marlins. But he offers some pitching depth in the bullpen, and I think there's a pretty good chance that he ends up spending the entire season with the Cardinals. Just they're really looking for guys who can cover multiple innings, and he is someone who can do that. The Cardinals did lose someone today, and I know a lot of people are bummed out about this. Right-hand pitcher Cade Winquest was selected by the New York Yankees. I think it's going to be interesting to watch how this plays out because it's a lot easier to go be a Rule 5 pick for the St. Louis Cardinals as a pitcher where maybe the expectations are not quite as high. If you're a Rule 5 pick of the New York Yankees, you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to perform. So we'll see whether or not that plays out or if there's a possibility that Winquest ends up getting offered back to the Cardinals. And based off some comments that Randy Flores made today, I think that if he were offered back to the Cardinals, they absolutely would accept him. There were some other players. The Cardinals also selected a player in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft and a pitcher by the name of Ryan Murphy. He comes over from the San Francisco Giants. But that was that's the news. That's the action. Unfortunately, the big action of the day is coming from the Rule 5 draft. I say unfortunately in the sense that we don't have more to talk about impacting the Major League roster. I thought the Cardinals would make a Rule 5 selection. They did make the Rule 5 selection. It was my first time actually going and being in the room as the Rule 5 draft was going on. It always takes place at the baseball winter meetings. I don't know why I haven't gone previously, but this year I did go, and it was enjoyable. And then after it got done, Randy Flores spoke with us for a little while. Then Hein Bloom spoke with us for a little while. And then each of those guys were on the same flight to get back to St. Louis. So they have already arrived back to St. Louis. And they even when Bloom was talking about trades and things like that, he said the day's not over. So it just because the winter meetings are over doesn't mean the conversations stop. And I'm starting to get the sense that the winter meetings don't really push things forward as much as maybe we had spoken like they did previously. They just don't. And, you know, they were joking about the fact of hoping that they would have the Wi-Fi on the plane just in case a text message happened to come in that might push something over the edge. So that group is still working. The day is still going just because they happen to be back in St. Louis and not in Orlando anymore. Doesn't change anything in terms of them being able to go out and continue to work deals. And all we can do is sit back and wait, and hopefully we have something to talk about sooner than later. Again, coming up on the program this hour, we've got so much. It's a fun show today. We are going to be joined by Bernie Miklas in about 5 minutes. Later on this hour, Robert Murray is going to join us, baseball insider, and then former big league outfielder Brett Phillips. You're going to love this conversation. It's going to be coming up in just a little while as well. Up next, Bernie Miklas is with us. You are locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line. We are live at baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. More in a moment right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's Graybar Sports Overline right here on KMOX, continuing to broadcast from Orlando, and baseball's winter meetings are, let's just say things have slowed down just a bit. There's not very many people here anymore after things wrapped up earlier today with the Rule 5 draft. Happy to welcome onto the program right now. Of course, you hear him all over here on KMOX. You also see him and read him over at STL Sports Central. It's our good friend Bernie Miklas. Bernie, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
It's always great to be with you, Matt. Everything's wonderful, and I'm just going to say this right now. Have a safe trip home.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to getting back to St. Louis here sooner than later. Before we get to the winter meetings, I just read your column a few moments ago over at STL Sports Central, and the big news of the day in St. Louis is Joe Buck being chosen for the Ford Frick Award. He's being inducted into the broadcaster's wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame. He means so much to so many people in St. Louis. I was actually talking to Benjamin Hockman about this, and he quoted me in a column that ran over at STL Today about it. But it's just, I think everybody in St. Louis can be so happy today for a guy like Joe Buck, who is incredibly, incredibly talented, so deserving of this honor, and has always represented St. Louis in the best possible way.
I have so much admiration for Joe. I've known him for a long time, since he was a teenager, as I mentioned in the column. But I have so much respect for him because let's go back to when he broke into broadcasting. I remember it well. You know, his the immortal Jack Buck basically walked out of the booth and told Joe take over on the radio. And Joe was very young, and you know, even though he had done a lot of reps on his own, I mean, he basically had no live broadcast experience, certainly not Major League Baseball. But you know, Jack kind of put him in there. And, you know, it's like, hey, throw him in the pool and see if he can swim. And Joe proved to be an excellent swimmer. But at that time, Matt, I don't have to tell you this. I mean, people were just going nuts, and they were, you know, they're ripping Joe and said, oh, man, it must be nice to have a father who, you know, gives you a broadcast job and everything else. And I always felt bad for Joe because I know how hard Joe was working on this, and I also knew that he was a really smart guy, and he loved the game of St. Louis. But people were really cruel to him, and basically for the first few years of his career, it's like, well, this guy, man, you know, he got the free pass, he got the ticket. It's all because of his father. And, you know, maybe that was true in terms of the way Joe got the job. But let me, like I said in my column, though, if you stink, if you're a failure, if you're no good, it's going to be an embarrassment to you and the family. And everyone's just going to say, just get out. You know, you had the opportunity of a lifetime and you weren't good enough for it. And just go away. I mean, people were incredibly cruel, but you know what? Can you imagine what it was like to you know, be Jack Buck's son? And, you know, you have to not only live up to the name, you not only have to live up to the opportunity that you got, but you have to, and, you know, you have to live up to his career the best you can. And I can't even comprehend the possibility of any son of one of the all-time great broadcasters in baseball and even NFL history could have done a better job than Joe Buck. I mean, he is his father's son in every way, and his career is extraordinary. And they're both in two Hall of Fames now, basically the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the highest award there for broadcasting, now in Cooperstown, same thing. I don't know. I the pressure that was on him and the stuff he had to listen to and some of the early stumbles or whatever, I think a lot of people would have cracked. But he proved himself more than I think even friends like me at the time would have predicted. And we thought pretty good about his chances, but he exceeded that. I mean, it's really a great story, and he's a St. Louis institution like his father, and he's a broadcast legend like his father. And you know, Joe would be the first one to tell us, no, I didn't match my father's career. But I'm telling you, it's pretty dang close. I don't know what else more he could have done. So I'm really happy for Joe.
Yeah, he still got a fair amount of time left in that career as well.
Yeah.
We could talk forever about Joe Buck, but before we get out of here, I do want to mention a lot of Cardinals fans are struggling with the fact that the Cardinals did not pull off a trade. I can repeat over and over and over, hey,
what?
You know, it takes two to tango, and there just was zero trade market in Major League Baseball, and the last thing you want to do is force a trade because then you're probably not getting a good return. But there does seem to be some consternation from Cardinals fans right now that the roster basically looks the same now outside of a Rule 5 pick.
Oh, that's interesting. Here comes some sarcasm. I didn't realize that spring training opened this weekend. That's interesting. So the off season's basically over, huh? Wow. They really changed
clearly,
that schedule.
Yes.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. And once again, it proves there's too many Cardinals fans that don't even know what a rebuild is. When you're Heim Bloom and you've got four or five, maybe six players that, you know, you're taking offers on. What do you expect him to rush into these deals just to show that, oh, look at me, I made a trade? How stupid is that? Seriously, wouldn't you rather prefer that he gets every offer that he can get, try to squeeze more out of teams, take his time, be methodical, have many more conversations, put some pressure on teams, and get a better deal for some of these players? But no, we want Heim Bloom to win the social media battle rather than the actual roster battle. Incredibly stupid. Sorry to be so mean.
No, I feel the same way. I've actually been really I generally am pretty good at not getting frustrated, but I've been frustrated by the reaction lately because literally there's no difference between making a trade on December 10th and February 10th. I mean, he's got tons of time to get stuff done. And Bernie, if he doesn't get stuff done, we can loop back around and we can criticize at that point and it would be valid. And also, nothing else is happening. If the trade market was going crazy right now and he was standing on the sideline, that'd be one thing, but trades simply are not happening right now in Major League Baseball.
No, it's free agent signings. And if all the reports are true, and I trust Derek Gould and some others, you know, he might have, for example, a dozen teams interested in Brendan Donovan. Well, I know it's impossible, but put yourself in his position. Don't you want to take your time seeing what develops with all these teams coming for your guy? Don't you want to be fully prepared? Don't you want to vet every offer? Don't you want to get the advice of your team, talking about all the people that he's brought in? Like, why would anyone expect, like, when he's got a couple players, maybe more than a couple, that 10, 12, 15 teams want, why would anyone of sound mind think that this would happen in like 38, 36 hours or something? It makes no sense.
Yeah, and I thought maybe a deal would get done here at the winter meetings. It didn't happen. I'm not overly worried about it. Last thing for you, we've only got a couple minutes or so left, sure. Bernie, but you and I were texting about it a bit earlier today. The revelation from Heim yesterday that essentially the Cardinals didn't have much of a curriculum for catchers in the minor leagues. And now not only are they trying to catch up right now with minor league catchers, but they're talking about running Ivan Herrera through that curriculum and running other big league guys through the curriculum. Like, what's your takeaway from that disclosure yesterday?
Well, I appreciate Heim Bloom's candor, but I also thought, man, we knew this was bad. We knew that their failure to give prospects what they needed to be totally prepared for the big leagues. We knew that they were failing on that end. I would say that it's even worse than I imagined. And I think Heim Bloom, he didn't want to disparage anybody or anything, but I think he wanted to let people know the depth of the kind of work that needs to be done, even for someone like Ivan Herrera, who's been in pro ball for a while, where he still basically has never been taught at an expert level how to catch. I mean, yeah. Are you serious? I mean, and for every Ivan Herrera, now we know his story, how many other prospects were basically neglected instead of taught at a high level to prepare them for the big leagues? It's kind of startling, and it's also kind of sad.
I'm kind of surprised it hasn't been a bigger deal locally. Like it to me, my jaw just dropped as I was sitting in there and listening to him say that.
Yeah, and you know, he said some things I mentioned to you in our text, and I'm probably overly interpreting it. He said some things about Tink Hentz, the pitching prospect, that caught my ear a little bit, because I don't ever recall. I know stories have been, and reports have been made about, well, Tink Hentz, he gets hurt a lot. But, and this isn't a knock on reporting. I'm just saying there was never any conversation about, okay, here's what they're going to do to try to prevent injuries, to try to get him stronger and healthier and more durable. Never heard that. All these injuries he's had, at no point did I ever hear of an organizational plan to help him stay healthy. And now Heim Bloom revealed, they've got him on a training program and they're going to do this, they're going to do that, they're going to do this. And I'm thinking, this kid probably never even got this kind of thing before. So people want to know why the DeWitts were ready to rebuild the farm system and redo the whole player development system. I mean, are people starting to get it now? I mean,
yeah, I hope
absurd.
So.
It's absurd.
Yeah, I hope so for sure. Bernie, we always enjoy these conversations with you. And, of course, before we let you go, we'd like to hear a little bit about our friends over at Saliga.
And, by the way, I apologize for being a little nasty. One of those days. I guess I'm really grumpy today. Anyway, Saliga Heating and Cooling is a Daikin Comfort dealer. It's been taking care of St. Louis since 1927, taking care of our family for 18 years. And all I can tell you is this. They check every box. I mean, they've had a report card to be straight A's. And they have saved us so much money over the years with the being honest when they come in to assess what's wrong with heating and cooling and a couple other things. They believe that they have to earn your trust and earn your business every time that they do business with you. So they treat you great and they never try to hustle you, talk you into stuff. They'll look for at least the less expensive solutions. They'll explain everything. They'll answer any question you have. They're really a pleasure to deal with, even at a time where you're kind of stressed out because you're not sure what kind of repair you're looking at. So I highly recommend them. And if you want to find out more, including about their maintenance club called the Priority Club, a maintenance plan will save you money and extend the life of your equipment, just go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. They're the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back at it. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. I'm going to pull back the curtain just a bit for you. As we have been here in Orlando, many of the interviews that you have heard on this show have been interviews that are recorded during the day. There's a lot of people here, a lot of moving parts, people going around all over the place, and sometimes you grab people just whenever you are able to grab them. Now, if I get somebody during the day and then something happens, and all of a sudden the interview isn't quite as relevant or something's incorrect, I'll try to go in and maybe delete something out or fix it, whatever it might be. But I'm not going to do that on this interview. We talked to Robert Murray, and I'm leaving it as is because I think it kind of gives a good feeling of the winter meetings. Murray is a baseball insider. He's had him on the show before. As we are doing the interview, the Pete Alonso news breaks. So as we start, we're talking like Pete Alonso isn't signed, and then the news breaks. But just the way that happens in the moment, I thought that was good, and I thought that gave kind of a sense of the winter meetings. So I just wanted to give a bit of a disclaimer on what you were going to be hearing coming up. But that's the way things go here at the winter meetings. Very happy to welcome on right now. He is Robert Murray. You follow him on Twitter at @ByRobertMurray, part of the Baseball Insiders podcast, also writes over at FanSided. Robert, great to see you. How are you?
I'm great. Nice memory on that one. I appreciate it.
I did not have anything in front of me when I did that.
No, that was impressive.
Okay, there you go. We've had you on a few times for sure. What's your general takeaway? It's been slow winter meetings. The Schwarber deal got done. Diaz, Matz, Finnegan, that's everything I can think of off the top of my head. Kind of a slow-moving 3 days.
It's been a very slow-moving 3 days. And the first day that I was here, and I mean that we were all here, it was really slow.
Yeah.
Like it felt like this could end up being one of the biggest snooze fests of all the winter meetings that we've been at. But then late that night, I found out that Schwarber was probably happening either that night or early the next day. And every indication was that it was going to be Philadelphia. They ended up getting him back. And from an offensive perspective, in either free agency or through trade, that immediately picked things up. Like, things ever since then have been more active. It hasn't led to deals, although I wouldn't be surprised if there's at least one that pops up either today or tomorrow. But the offensive bat market has definitely moved and picked up pace for sure. Pitching market's still slow. Like, the starting pitching market's slow. Relief market's moving for sure. But as far as the winter meetings go, this was probably one of the more quiet ones in recent memory.
Does Schwarber signing, I'm thinking specifically about Baltimore because they reportedly were in on him. They're also reportedly in on Alonso. Does that put pressure on them to maybe try to go harder after Alonso?
I think it puts pressure on them to spend for sure. They definitely need to go out and make some sort of move. But to me, that would probably lean toward pitching. Mm-hmm. And that's the area that I've heard them most connected at. It's either been Ranger Suarez in free agency or through trade. You can talk about a Mackenzie Gore type or even a Freddie Peralta type as well. So I expect them to be more focused on the pitching market more so than offense. I think Schwarber was just such a unique opportunity where they had front office that was convicted on him, ownership was convicted. They tried. They really wanted Schwarber. Like, they were very disappointed they didn't end up getting him. But I'm pretty convicted they will spend.
A lot has been made of the Pittsburgh offer
Alonso just signed with the Orioles.
Oh, wow. How about that?
There we go. How about that for timing?
So
5 years for $155 million.
Okay, so he gets just a little bit more than Schwarber got.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was funny. Before I walked over here, I saw him and he got a call, and I saw him, like, kind of panic. And I'm like, oh, boy, that might be a big move. So, clearly the Orioles wanted to make a splash, and they ended up doing so. So I would imagine they're still going to end up being in the pitching market there for sure.
So with that being said, it does feel like maybe the Schwarber thing pushed Baltimore towards Alonso.
No, it absolutely did. I mean, I thought their focus was going to be on pitching for sure, but clearly you had the right idea there. But getting Alonso is a huge move for them.
Yeah.
They were absolutely, as I said, they were convicted on Schwarber. They wanted to add a bat, but I did not think it was going to end up being Alonso. I thought if there was going to be anything, it could be like a Bo Bichette type or someone along those lines. But clearly they wanted him. And now, I mean, shoot, that's another big splash here at the winter meeting. So yeah, that's crazy.
That may be the final thing that that goes down here. We'll see.
Maybe, I think there's going to be another one that comes
all right,
down. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Let's, with the Cardinals, what names are you hearing? It doesn't seem like anything's likely to get done with the Cardinals before this all wraps up. But who are the names that you think are likely to get moved maybe in the next couple weeks?
I would say a couple weeks is tough. I would say I'm just going to go from this offseason standpoint. Brendan Donovan, he is someone who is extremely coveted around baseball. Like, we've heard of the Astros, the Dodgers. I mean, a bunch of different people connected to Donovan. I expect there to be more teams involved in that. I would look at a guy like Nolan Arenado. I think this could end up being the offseason where they really end up trying to move him and get that finally done. It seems like he's more open to waiving that no trade clause more so than he was in previous seasons as well. I would also look at, I mean, shoot, we saw them move Sonny Gray before. If you move Gray and you are open to moving some of those other guys, to me, there can't really be that many untouchables. The other one, to me, would be Wilson Contreras.
Sure.
I think that's another one that makes a ton of sense. And if they do that, they obviously have the catching internally to go out and to replace him, but I wouldn't be surprised if they made an addition, maybe a low-impact move, if they end up moving Contreras.
Does the market have to pick up? Because right now, trades just are not happening right now. And a lot of Cardinals fans are frustrated not hearing trades when those names you mentioned and other names have been reportedly out there. We make so much of the winter meetings and then nothing happens. Is it a situation where the rest of the market has to pick up for probably the Cardinals to be able to start moving those guys?
Oh, for sure. Because, I mean, right now there's a ton of talks happening. Like, that's something I hear from every team involved. But the prices are just at a point where they're not willing to move on it. And yeah, like, to me, it's going to take some time for the market to move, but I would expect the trade market and even free agency to really pick up, I'd say, in the next 2 weeks. That's something I've heard from prominent people around the game, is that the market's probably going to start moving then.
Okay, I know this is a really tough question because I'm trying to put broad strokes on a situation where there's a bunch of different individual things, but who falls first on this in terms of, do teams lower their price that are selling, or do teams that are buying raise offers? Which way do you think the market's going to go?
I would say it's usually, I think it might be a mix of both, but it'll typically be prices coming down. And all of a sudden, like, if you see an Alonso type, if you see a Schwarber type come off the market, then to me, you can end up seeing at least a team or two panic and try to end up making a move, whether it's a trade or through free agency. But I would expect that to end up being an indication where a situation where the market ends up coming down, and the prices start coming down, and then that's when the moves start to happen. So it could lead to a pretty slow offseason, but again, from what I've heard from some pretty prominent people here, is that the next 2 weeks are probably going to be the most active of the entire offseason.
Do you feel like the looming CBA is having any impact on the market right now?
I mean, some. But I don't think it's necessarily – I mean, it's the long-term guys. I think that's going to end up really impacting. But as far as the short-term contracts, I don't think that's going to have a huge impact there. So it's something that's on the mind of every team involved here for sure, and especially with the way that they're going to be structuring contracts for money next season. But other than that, I don't see it impacting it too much.
Robert, we need to get you over here because every time you come over here, a deal's going to get done, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. I got some calls to make here for sure. That's crazy.
Well, we will let you go for sure. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
That is Robert Moore Murray, Fan-Sided Baseball Insiders Podcast. We've got more coming up from Orlando on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
It's Great Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Very happy to welcome on the program. He's a former big leaguer. He had a really big moment in the World Series. He's also a former Stan Musial Award winner. He is Brett Phillips. Brett, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, I appreciate any chance I can get to talk with someone from St. Louis. I want to take the opportunity, especially the ballpark is amazing. The fans are awesome in St. Louis. And, you know, the first time in my career where I've ever seen an opposing team cheer for a good play, just a great play, was in St. Louis. You know, St. Louis fans, I feel like, are some of the classiest. Back to what I was saying, any chance we get to talk, take advantage.
You and I were talking yesterday, and you were a Stan Musial Award winner, and you told me that presentation that night was almost a life-changing event for you.
Yes, it was. So, Chloe, who was 8 years old at the time, she was battling cancer for the second time in her life, and she had picked me as her favorite player when I was playing with Tampa Bay. She got to throw out the first pitch to me, and, you know, it was special. She really put my life in perspective, especially at a time when I was really struggling in my career when it came to statistics. And, you know, here we have an 8-year-old girl who's battling cancer, but she can show up with a smile on her face and full of joy, and you know, that gave me no excuse. And so what ended up happening was she was being interviewed during the game. You know, Brett Phillips is my favorite player. He's got a great smile. He likes to do the airplane. And I end up hitting – I'm up to bat, and I hit a homer, furthest ball of my career at the same time. And, man, it was just a special moment after the game. We ended up getting the ball and bringing it to her and just kind of encouraging her and motivating her to continue to just be who she was. And we ended up being presented the Stan Musial Award after the season, which was super special. It's probably the greatest moment of my career. I know I've had the moment in the World Series, which was really fun, but this just meant more than baseball, and it meant something more than myself, that I was able to give that moment to a girl in need. And she was able to give, you know, she'll always have a way more impact on me than I did on her. And yeah, so that was incredible.
It says so much about you that, because you're known for the walk-off hit against the Dodgers in the World Series, the crazy play, the ball getting away at home plate, and the run scoring. You're known so much for that play, yet you talk about a moment like that being the real biggest moment of your career.
Yeah, you know, again, like I said, it was more than baseball, and it came at a time where maybe I was looking a little too much inward and kind of my failures they seem to be magnified. And then a little girl who's battling cancer for the second time comes, and she's got a smile on her face and she's full of joy. Like, there was no reason for me not to mirror that in my struggles that were nowhere even close to what she was going through. And it really gave me perspective and opened my eyes to how I need to continue to live my life on a daily basis.
We're talking with former big leaguer Brett Phillips. You recently announced your retirement. What's next for you? I know you're here at the winter meetings trying to figure that out a little bit.
Yeah, just pursuing all facets of the game where I believe I could bring value, but ultimately hoping to pursue something with the Tampa Bay Rays. What that looks like, we don't know, but I definitely want to be on the fan engagement side of things, business operations, and hopefully we can get something figured out, because born and raised in St. Pete, had a chance to play for the Rays. Quick story, my grandma took me to the first Fan Fest in 1998 when the Rays expanded. I was 4 years old. And ever since then, I loved the Rays and I wanted to play for them. And those dreams came true. So how can I share those experiences to other fans and families who live in the area to say, hey, like, this can happen? Like, you don't know how much of an impact just showing up to a stadium, a big league stadium, can do for, you know, the people around you that you're given that opportunity to.
We first crossed paths in Milwaukee when I was doing stuff with the Brewers and you were playing with the team. You've always been, I remember one time Council's talking in the dugout and you're hiding underneath the thing. I mean, you've always been a guy that's
out of
found
control.
A way to have fun. I will go with that.
Yeah, out of control. You know, I don't know. I didn't grow up with a professional baseball player that I could get information from to show me the ropes. You know, a lot of players, they have pedigree or their father's played, or, you know, I didn't have that, and I always played baseball because it was really fun and I was good at it. So then as I continued my career, this what you saw is what you got, and what I was thinking probably wasn't the right way of going about it in other people's eyes, but I had a blast doing it. And so, yeah, I don't know what, sometimes things come over me or I'm like, I'm going to go hide under a bench and mess with Council. I don't know what's going to come from that, but it was fun, you know.
Well, baseball is a better game when you are involved with it. So best of luck moving forward. It's great to catch up a little bit.
Great talking with you, Matt. Take care.
That is Brett Phillips. We'll take a break. Have more in just a moment. It's the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.